Hey John, it won't turn off. So I'm going to put this mic a lot closer to me and see if that helps.
All right, sounds good, man.
All How right. I sound? Is this better?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. All right, fantastic. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Dave Forehand is back with us from the Dallas Arboretum. Big day. Spring has sprung. Dave, can you believe that it was just like 3 weeks ago, or it was -2 in the morning or whatever it was?
Oh, it's just unreal. I can't believe it that we were there just so soon, and now we're actually got tulips budding, daffodils out, hyacinths. Spring has sprung. We've got some of the greenest turf in the whole Metroplex right here at the Arboretum for Dallas Blooms.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Hey, before we get into Dallas Blooms, I just want to know, what do you guys do when you've got extreme weather like that? I mean, the lowest temperatures that you've ever experienced at the Arboretum.
That's right. I mean, you have to go way back. I hear like the long time residents, old timers here talk about 83, but this was what they experienced back then. So it's been a long time. And the thing that was different about this Arctic event was we had a good snow cover. They didn't have that in 83. So they lost a lot more plant material because they didn't have that insulating blanket of snow. So that was great. And that sure what helped us here at the Arboretum, because all those beds of pansies with the bulbs beginning to come up were covered with snow and they were nice and safe underneath there. So that was a big plus for us, for sure. What we have seen, and everybody's seen this across North Texas, are shrubs with brown and bronzy colored leaves. And in most cases, they're not dead. It just burned the leaves. If you scratch the stem and you see green, it means it's alive. So I don't want people rushing to cut anything down. They need to give it time, let the warm days and the sunshine determine if the plants are going to come back or not.
Great advice. Thank you so much for that, Dave. But it's an exciting time at the Arboretum. Like you said, the tulips are out, the flowers are blooming just like you planned.
That's right. It's time. You know, it's early March. We want to see flowers. And of course, if you want to see them, Dallas Arboretum is the best place. 500,000 bulbs were planted. They're going to bloom over the next 4 to 5 weeks. So it's going to be fantastic. Somewhere around mid-March, you're going to see amazing flowering cherry trees in full bloom as well, which is a great moment to come sometime around that time. But whenever you do come, you're going to see different things. I always tell people, like, if you have a membership, you really should get a membership because it's a great deal. But you ought to come about 2 to 3 times because it's different from the early time of Dallas Blooms to the later time with the different things that are blooming. So it'll be a whole different sight if you come out again later in the cycle.
It's like asking you to, you know, pick one of a 500,000 children. But what's your favorite part of the Arboretum when it comes to Dallas Blooms time?
Well, my favorite are yellow tulips. So I'm always a fan. Wherever we have the yellow ones, we have to have all the colors because that's what everybody expects. But I love the tall yellow tulips. That's my favorite.
Outstanding. And anything else you want to add about Dallas Blooms, events you've got going on surrounding it, things like that?
Sure. So every year we've got a theme. This year our theme is America the Beautiful. We have a very large American flag that's been horticulturally embellished. It's big, 15 by about 30 feet. So it's a great place to take a family photo. We also have a beautiful arch, sign arch that has the words America the Beautiful, which again is another great photo opportunity for folks. Every week we have great programming. We're doing a highlight in a different region of the country. So for instance, this week is the West week and next week will be Midwest, then Mid-Atlantic, the South, and we'll wrap up with celebrating America in general in our last week. So that's going on, and we have different demonstrators and different vendors that are here highlighting those different aspects. Roy Myers Children's Adventure Garden got lots of great program every day. In our Tasteful Place, we have daily tastings again, and it will represent some of these different regions of the country that we're highlighting as well. So there's a lot to do here at the Arboretum, and enjoy amazing nationally acclaimed floral festival.
Still best to get your tickets ahead of time?
That's right. We're sticking with the online reservations ahead of time, and we are going to continue to require masks for the safety of our employees and our guests here at the Arboretum.
Beautiful. Dave, always great to talk to you, and great job as always with one of the most beautiful attractions in DFW.
Thank you, John. Please come see us.
All right. Stop it there. Hey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.